group therapy.
Your mom has come.
Also, I've come. Day and night. Left, right, nut.
Sack and balls. Dick and balls.
But do
Your mom is here. Everyone has come. My cat has long whiskers.
And I have
depression. Welcome. Somebody came back.
It's you. You're a loser.
And nobody likes you.
Sorry.
See, we just tell people not to watch our podcast.
What do you mean? Well, who texted? Was that me? Wait, what did he say? What did he say? What did he say?
He asked me to tell him what schedule his baby's on.
She sent him the thing. Do you see this picture I took of him and his baby by the trash can?
Nicole's been telling people that I can tell them what schedule their baby's on. And I'm like, what? I can just do it by magic? They're like, hey, Nicole said you can tell me what schedule my baby's on. And I was like, yeah, here's the schedule. Figure it out. Like, I just know.
That's so funny. No, look.
Yeah. Post it on the Instagram.
No, because it has our school on it. But look, he's by the trash can. And I'm like, bro.
He's about to dunk the baby inside.
It started crying. So it turns out, wait.
Do you want to hold the cat?
Oh my gosh, I know this person.
You want to hold the cat? Who?
That actually.
Wait, is that the?
Huh?
Yeah.
Who? Oh my gosh, this is Hannah's spilled hot chocolate from this morning.
So she texted me. So Mr. Oswald was like, "You know what today is? Anyone like hot drinks?" And then we all raise our hands like, yeah, no, I can drink something hot.
Oh, also, this goes up at 9.
We know.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so it's just sign up.
It's due on the 15th.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah, I decided to go because Nicole was like, oh, yeah, they're going. And I was like, what? I didn't know that. Like, okay, anyway, yeah, and then. What?
I just kissed my cat because I'm getting like it.
Okay. Oh, Ross, how was your day? We're doing this again.
It was very average.
There's not the joke.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Ross. That is so amazing.
Oh, and Maddie's mom got me Starbucks. Shout out to them.
It was really good. I had some. It was very tasty. It tasted like coffee.
You want to play with fire?
My
butt crack was out for a second. They think it's so fun.
Cats think it's fun on your butt crack.
You think it's so fun.
My
butt crack. You threw up just a little bit.
No, I didn't.
Ow! Your claw is stuck.
Dude. Try to hold me. Oh my god, no.
It's like self-harm, but he does it to you.
That happened last time.
Reset your self-harm calculator or whatever it's called.
What? I actually had that and realized I was like, I don't self-harm, and then I deleted it.
And then you started self-harming. Yeah.
Shut up. He said that today in history and I was like,
put that down.
Put that down. Okay, so Sylvia and Lene's project was Among Us themed and it was about a child dying. Oh no. Yeah, it was Among Us.
It's about Ligma. No. Ligma balls. Cupcake, is that you? Put it down in my vagina. It's kinda.
Wait, that CPR song has been in my head like all weekend.
Perform CPR on this. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that one. It's like.
Oh, really? That is what it is.
I said, you're gonna do CPR? I said,
oh, there's something that goes, mouth wide open, put it so deep I can't speak a sentence, mouth wide open, just like I was at the dentist. It goes, mouth wide open, put it so deep I can't speak a sentence, mouth wide open,
mouth wide open like I was at the dentist. Mouth wide open. Mouth wide open. Put it so deep I can't speak a sentence. Mouth wide open. Mouth wide open. Mouth wide open like I was at the dentist. Lick, 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 lick. You better. Because I want to eat yo dick.
Emma, don't tell your mom I said that.
It's the other line.
Which one?
The one where...
Like, I'm going to pick it up with chopsticks.
No, it's the chorus.
Which one?
I said,
okay. Dude, Cupcake is like my favorite person ever.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. Wait, let me look up the part.
You ever heard of Doja Cat?
Yes.
She be dojing these nuts.
This one.
Right.
This one. Okay, anyway.
Rest in peace to those who died in the service. I died in her cervix.
I said that to Daniel once.
It's funny because he doesn't like you.
Ross, oh my god, we're going to kiss.
Stop telling everyone that he. It's funny that you.
Anyway. No, anyway. Anyway. Okay. You don't deserve to get.
I get the talking stick.
Remember at the Friendsgiving.
The talking knife. Oh, tell them about it. Tell them about it.
I don't even remember. We
had a Friendsgiving.
A long time.
And I was like, well, now we have to go around the table and say what we're thankful for.
Which was like so stupid.
It was so stupid and awkward, but I loved it.
I wanted to do it.
And then, so. You said it was 4:30 minutes ago.
It was. It was literally 4 o'clock. What the heck?
Time flies when you're having fun.
It was literally 4 when wait. I looked at that clock that's broken. You got new bed sheets.
They're the same ones.
What? None of that. I gotta pee. I should have gone before. Oh, yes.
I am your toilet.
Did I tell you I did this to my brother on accident? Because I was like, I'm so sorry. But, yeah, we went to... So Ross had a band concert yesterday, and we decided to go to Spaghetti Factory with... Can I name drop? Maddie, Faith, yeah. Nicolasa, and John Herman. And so we went to Spaghetti Factory, and there's this really nice lady named Abigail. She was really nice.
Didn't we already talk about this?
No, that was in the last episode. Oh. No, we didn't. I don't know. Maybe we did.
The last episode that was really awkward because I
deleted it.
Yeah.
I think.
No, you just removed it from the recording. Like that. Okay. So okay, everyone, anyway. There's going to be an ad in a little bit too. So let us explain it for you.
The ad?
No. So we use Anchor, right?
Wait, why are we doing this?
So the way that it works.
No, I want to talk about your mom first. Ligma. Wait, how does this thing move?
It just moves.
How come it's not moving this way?
Your mom?
I want it to move this way.
And move it this way.
Oh.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Hold on, move it this way. Time.
Did you? Okay, what you and John were doing in Thai was so.
You put on nipple clamps. They're nipple clamps. Now it's a portable.
Oh! Welcome to our vlog. Whoa! Whoa!
It's like, have you ever seen those boob mics?
Oh, yeah.
Just like that.
And, Ross, you want to sing?
We'll always love
Ross is going to get in the fire.
Your mom.
I had to pee like really bad.
You wanna take a break?
In like 2 seconds.
Okay.
At 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, wait, yesterday we were going to Spaghetti Factory and Ross took a wrong exit.
It wasn't the wrong exit. I got on the wrong freeway.
You got off, you just do it. He went to Colton instead. Oh fuck. He decided to go like 20 miles the opposite direction.
It was like 5 minutes.
Okay, that's a long time. We were supposed to go like just across the freeway, and you decided to go the other direction. And then we're like, Nicolazza, you're going to have to reserve the seat for us. What? I was like, dude, you don't see me.
Oh, so today, or this weekend, there was this concert that I played in. They told this joke. If people didn't like it because it was weird.
Which one?
The knock knock joke. So
my mom hated. She did not. My dad was like, "Yeah, mom thought that was kind of modern-y." And I was like, "Ah!"
No, so many people hated it. They really did not like
the
it.
The specific joke that only you that laughed
one
at.
One joke.
It didn't even make sense.
So okay, I'll do it. You go knock knock.
Okay, knock knock.
No. I do it. Knock knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
The interrupting cow. Ah! And then Ross was the only one that laughed, and you could hear him all the way from the back of the church. Wait, why did people hate that so much?
Because it didn't fit the vibe. Because you know how we started?
No.
It was ding, ding.
Oh, right. Ding. Yeah.
We start really solemn. That's how we always start.
Oh.
We start really slow and, like, ominous because, like, Jesus.
Because of Jesus. Ah! Why is everyone so afraid of Jesus?
Crucifixion.
Jesus!
Ah! Jesus.
Ah!
Jesus!
Ah!
Holy water.
I saw something like Catholic churches had like those hand sanitizer dispensaries and then it squirts out holy water.
No. What they do, so like at Catholic churches, there's a bowl of water at the entrances,
yeah, I've seen
and
it.
You baptize yourself, kind of.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's like kind of what it is.
They
I'm
said
not
for,
Catholic.
And they said, no, yeah, it is. But then I saw for COVID, they have it in hand sanitizer squirty things.
So they're like,
you get squirted. No, you have to put squirt in your hands.
I don't understand the Catholic cross thingy because, like, what does it mean? Moving on.
Okay, that's too serious.
If you're Catholic, let us know.
I mean, I know. I'm not Catholic, though, but I know.
I was raised Catholic, actually.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Holy Mary, Mother of God, be with us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Sheesh!
Yeah, that's the rosary.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what is it again? Wait, did you carry one?
Yeah, I had one. Holy Mary, Mother of God, be with us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen. We're going to take a break because Rio has to pee.
Russ, do you have to go to the
so Rio's currently peeing right now.
Stop.
Just a quick update for everybody.
Why do you always do this? This is a peeing sound.
Hold on.
Ah! Okay, that was not.
Wait a minute. We'll be right back after this message. We're back.
In the bathroom.
Rio got scared from the flush.
Did you hear
it
scream?
Ah!
Did you hear it?
Yes.
Are you laughing? I was like, it's not my fault your toilet's scary.
It's actually a pretty intense flush.
That's really good.
It goes and it goes.
I know, I flushed it. I don't know what I was expecting.
It's like hurricane force winds.
Hurricane.
I'm going to name my child that.
I wasn't expecting it to go like so bananas. I was like, okay.
Bananas.
A gentle flush. It was not a gentle flush. Is it first come, first serve?
For what?
For,
Jurser.
Yeah, for Jurser.
Jurser.
Oh, yeah. Who said that?
Oh, not me.
Oh, guys!
Are you a they, them? I don't know where that was going.
If so...
Get out.
No, if so, are you running the LA Confessions account? Because I need to give you my children. Have my firstborn. No, I'm not showing you right now. Tight as a... I was singing that song in the...
Tight as a virgin boy.
Don't get nervous.
Tight. Tight. Rest in peace to those who died in the service.
I died in her cervix. Freaking love that. Guys, so you know what's coming up?
Oh, Rio's birthday is coming up.
Ah! So anyway, because
no one else cares.
Okay, so basically my favorite things are Bulbasaur from Pokemon and Hatsune Miku.
and it was my birthday 3 months ago.
That, we.
So if you forgot to give me a gift, I guess.
I gave you brownies. I gave you brownies.
Okay.
Gee, that was a close one. I was like, wait. You're done.
Do you want to? You want? Oh, I'll get you like professional self harm supplies. Like medical grade.
Oh my god.
Get you a scalpel.
Okay.
You'll be so precise.
We're done.
And then I'll get you a suture kit. Sorry, I'm gonna stop.
Dude, out of pocket.
I'm gonna get one for myself. Domestic abuse.
Yeah, but my favorite.
You would get that joke if you've been listening since day one.
Yeah, you would. Oh my gosh, that's a quiz. Do you know what this means? Domestic abuse. Tell us what.
Oh, we're gonna put it in a Q&A. So
in a quay.
Find it and let us know.
Find us and let us know.
Oh, someone responded to one of our Q&As, so we're gonna read the responses.
Tight as a virgin boy, don't get nervous.
Tight.
We just say because I'm nervous.
Right. Okay. Oh, okay. So we put one that was, which scenarios do you want us to act?
Oh wait,
out?
I forgot about that.
This one says British and French lovers named Benjamin and Francois.
Wait, what?
Oh, Francois.
Wait, can I see?
Yeah, it's from
who said it?
Maddie.
Maddie who?
Maddie.
Oh,
our Maddie. Yeah. Maddie. You know what Maddie's middle name is?
What?
Guess.
I don't know.
Guess.
Maddie.
How'd you know?
Ow!
It starts with an S.
Smatty.
Sweaty.
I was like, yeah, I have sex. Severe. Emmental. Zillness. I keep seeing on my thing.
Emmental. Zillness. Exilness.
Wait, let's be the.
Okay,
lovers.
So
wait,
I want to be Francois.
Oh, I wanted to be Francois. Francois.
And they were, oh, hold
okay,
on.
I'll
let's
be
click
Benjamin.
On it.
I'll
read the whole
lot
thing
of
to
stuff.
You. British and French lovers, I want to be the French one.
Okay.
Because I speak French. And their relationship is forbidden by their parents because they live in the late 1700s and both are woodworking apprentices.
Are we gay?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, I need to, can you say, can I see the thing again? Oh yeah, if you're here last week.
Benjamin.
What is it?
You're Benjamin.
Okay.
I'm Francois.
So if you're here last week, we talked about
scenarios
because we thought they were hilarious.
Benjamin.
Okay, so
I'm working on this wooden dove, and it shows me how much I love you. This is like Scottish.
I don't know how to do a British accent.
I love you.
I don't know how to do...
Francois loves you.
How do you do a British accent?
I'll be both.
Hello, mate.
Yeah, I'll be that.
Thank you, Santa.
My name is Francois.
I hate doing the British accent. It's so embarrassing.
Call me daddy.
Oh, I would.
Well, isn't it nice to live in the late 1700s?
Oh, yes, but unfortunately
we cannot have sex. Our parents are going to find out and kill us.
It's not going to be good. I literally can't do this.
Okay, you try French, I'll do British.
I don't know anyone.
Francois. Yes, dear.
See, you gotta do like
okay,
that.
Wait, I'm ready. I'll do Benjamin.
Okay.
Francois. Hang on.
Yes, Benjamin.
Wait, give me a sentence to say. Your mom is gay. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh.
But we're gay.
Oh.
Do you want
oh, heavens.
You're done.
Oh, great heavens.
Oh, great heavens.
I'm already so bricked up.
I know, me too. But our love is forbidden.
Oh no, I wish we didn't live in the 1700s.
You ever heard of transgenderism?
What? What? What did you say?
I will become Francis.
Oh, then I will become...
No, you...
Just kidding.
And that way, our love will no longer be forbidden. Now I sound Jamaican.
Remember yesterday when we were at Spaghetti Factory?
I do.
Francois, when we were like...
When you were working at the Spaghetti Factory.
We were working. Oh, working there, yes. Woodworking. We were making tables for them. Mm-hmm. Because we're gay lovers.
In the early 1700s.
Yeah, don't forget, and we are woodworking apprentices.
I'm just going to do British because I can do that.
Okay, I'm going to do French.
Oui, oui,
oui. Oui, oui, Beckett.
Je me fais François. S'il vous plaît.
Si.
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Votique ou mademoiselle.
Okay. Okay. How do you say 10 in French?
These
nuts! Oh! Oh, remember we should... Okay, so... Oh, wait, so yesterday we were driving... So remember how I said that Ross was, like, driving the opposite direction?
Don't out me as a bad driver.
I'm not. You just... No, Ross is a great driver. He's just joking. But basically we were driving and like we were calling Maddie because she was in the other car. And we just were like screaming into the phone. So we'll do that for you now. Wait, we're going to step back. We're going to scream into the microphone. Okay. Okay, we're going to step back so it's not so loud. So if you want to turn your mic down, well, you should do it now.
Do I have volume?
What did I say?
Mic.
Volume.
Dress,
wait, what? Okay, ready? One, two, three. Thank you.
Time is over. You might have to serve it.
Time. I need to serve you because it was over. That was a good scream. Anyway, Ross, how was your day? You never asked me about my day. I need to change my
underwear? Funny because he does.
What? Oh, this was their project. Look, it's Among Us. Among Us.
Oh, theme. I did this one.
What? Among Us theme? Was it Among Us theme?
What is Roper v. Simmons? Anyone
you
know?
Just said you did it. I didn't. It's about the
wait, I did Shelley v. Kramer.
Oh, wait. Is that the one where... Wait, no. Never mind. I'm thinking about the movie. Oh, and look. This is the thing about the cake thing from 2018. The Masterpiece Cakes versus Colorado. And this is a sign that was, it says it's not about the cake.
It quite literally is about the
cake. It literally is about the cake.
No offense, but it is about the cake.
Yeah, it literally is. That was a... That's all...
No, wait. I still think that was a weird decision.
It really... Wait, so what did they say? Because no one was actually being
they
clear.
They said that they're allowed to discriminate against them.
Well, because it's a private business.
Yes.
That's what I heard. Like, that's free. But if it's, like, a big business... No, but, Elena and Imee's, it was, like, all pretty and cute, and it's like, so the child dies, and it's like, oh, great heavens.
Wait, what is it about?
It was, Reed versus Reed. It was the one about, the state with the child or something, and I was like, wait, the child owned land?
Mine was Shelley v. Kramer, which, here, the issue is minorities are being denied housing. It happens in St. Louis, and the question of being asked of the court, I don't remember.
This is mine. You want to see it? It's actually really good.
Missouri Supreme Court, and then it went to the U.S. Supreme Court. Hold on, let me tell you. So the appellant was not informed of the covenant, owned the house, and constitutionality of the covenant. The appellee's position was that it violated the covenant. The holding is that the covenant was unconstitutional. So the enforcement of the covenant was unconstitutional, but they're allowed to have it.
Wait, what is the background? Or what's the issue?
Oh, so these people bought a house, but there is a covenant that restricted them from living there.
A what? A covenant?
Yeah. It's like a law that it's not because cities have bylaws, but it's basically like an agreement between a neighborhood.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's basically like they can't enforce it or they will be, it's illegal. I don't know. I remembered it better when I did the presentation.
Probably, yeah.
Who did Roe v. Wade?
I think Micaiah did. And what was that one about?
Abortion.
Oh, no. Oh, no one's done that yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That one's exciting because then you get to see who's a Republican and who isn't.
Okay. I mean, we don't get to say our views on them. But oh, let
we
me
were
show
supposed
you.
To.
Oh, that's embarrassing. So here's mine. Let me read it to you.
I was like, yeah, no, I definitely believe Black people should be allowed to have houses.
This is the one from like the 1950s.
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. That's old. Mine is from, like, 2019. So, my question...
What do you do?
So, mine is the American Legion versus American Humanist Association.
What is it?
So, basically, the American Humanist Association was mad at the American Legion because they were, like, hey, we own we gained this piece of land from you, but there's this like memorial for World War One veterans on the land, and we want to take it off because it's a cross, and that's encouraging religious beliefs on the people of America, because it's like because the American Humanist Association, like their whole thing, like is like we're separating the church and government, something like that. And so,
well, that's written in the Constitution.
Yeah, I know, but then.
But it's not wrong for them to have.
Yeah, that's what the thing was. So the spoiler alert: the American Legion won that case, so the cross was able to maintain up there because it was not trying to persuade.
It simply was existing. It wasn't.
Yeah,
saying,
it wasn't.
Be a Christian.
yeah, that's what it was, and it was like a really good story. It was like actually, I like know.
But
everything
also,
about it.
On the flip side, that does mean people can legally put up a pentagram, and they can't do anything.
A what?
Like the little.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
But like, that it's a sign of protection, anyways.
I mean, it says that as long as the government isn't like enforced, because it's like because it says like you, the only reason, like it says that it's presumed that if it has something to do with religion, it's presumed to be constitutional. So it's so that's what this case, like that's what made it important, that like after this case, everything.
I feel like the people that care can just listen to it while they're in class.
Yeah.
My crack is sore. No, from all that stuff we did with your mom last night. We did it with your mom.
No, you're done.
Eiffel Tower.
What? Dig my
Someone said something stupid. I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, someone was like, oh, you're a twin? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, Eiffel Tower.
What? I don't get what that means.
So it's like.
Don't explain it.
Your mom is in the middle, and then we go like.
I'm not looking.
We put our hands up, and
I'm not looking. No, I'm not looking.
It makes a cone like the Eiffel Tower.
What? Pat is a. Oh, look.
What? Your mom watch this, and she's.
Admit it. I would admit. Look.
Dang, there's so many waters. Whoa.
Look. This is us.
Here's your pudding. Thank you, dear.
I saw that one.
Crying
to help me advance
on Newsweek again. I can hear Gleisig's Arbeit.
Yippee! Wait, Rod, look at mine.
I thought this was really funny.
Oh my god, wait, that's so horrible.
They call it water walking.
Oh my god. Wait, is it
oh,
like
I thought
melted?
This was, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so painful.
So they call it water walking?
That's horrible, that is painful.
Look. Soarin' but Home Depot.
I can't see
it. I thought it was hilarious.
I've never been on the ride.
It's basically like this, but around the world.
Oh. You show me that.
Give me some shade.
That's not even Daisy.
Give me some shade. Yeah.
Wait, Rod, listen to mine.
Dang, there's so many waters.
Look what happens. Look, this is us. This is literally us.
Did it spill? Oh my goodness.
Snip.
Bro.
How many spill?
Like, one.
Like, one.
Like, at least one.
Sorry, it wasn't that funny, but it was kind of funny.
It was pretty funny. Scarf Cena Miku.
Ty is a virgin boy, don't get nervous.
Ty! Right!
I freaking love that audio, like, so much. We're gonna look it up, because I freaking love it.
You can't put virgin, or it's gonna not show anything. Ty! Ty!
Like a ball sack. We should make a TikTok.
What's going
on? Isn't that hilarious though? But that's what I was listening to it last week, and when I ran into the wall and the thing, I was like, I don't know what's going on.